there's definitely too big a gap there. 2 months, a very long time. We probably took maybe about 10 days off after the league and then came back at it and been back training in that sense. But as you say, for competitive games, that your first game is in an Ulster final, and it's 6 weeks later or so. It's a long time to prepare. But all we can do is prepare as well as we can for Sunday, which we've done.
And what did your preparations involve, John?
Well, a lot of training, Oisin, and a few challenge games in the middle of that as well, and preparing to try and what way we want to play and different things like that, and working on different things. And, you know, you got a few gears back from injury, and it allowed them time to recover and get back into full fitness. So there's probably a bit of an advantage in that. So that's what we've been doing over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, so that's what my next question was going to be. How are you fixed personnel-wise with the group now going on? Do you have everybody that you want available, John, or did it maybe give you a chance as well maybe to look at other players and add them to the panel?
Yeah, well, there would have been, you know, obviously in-house games, and you would have seen different people trying to putting their hand up to take a place in the, maybe the 15 or 20 players. And we've had that, and which is good. And some in-house games were very good. So from that thing, it definitely builds competition within the squad, which was good over the last 6 weeks. And but as going with injuries and that, we don't have any, and we're good to go for Sunday.
That's a nice position to be in. Maybe we just reflect back in the league, John. 7 games played. You won 4 of them, missing out on promotion when you had time to sit back in those days after the league. What was your thoughts and reflections on it?
Oh, my reflection on it when I sat back and thought about it was that I was very happy with our league campaign, because while we didn't gain promotion, we had a lot of young players, new players coming into the squad. So from that end, you had to build up the experience and that. And one thing I would say, that no matter, even though we finished third, the top 2 teams that we played, we were very competitive with them, which meant that, you know, we were in contention, which means that it leaves us in a good place in terms of building the squad for next year and further on. So from that point of view, I would have been very happy. So from now, just again, it was focusing then after that on the All-Ireland series and Ulster final against Armagh, who obviously are Division 1 league champions and have been going well this year. So from that point of view, they'll be firm favourites for it. But it means that we're probably an underdog, and it's a nice way maybe to be going into Ulster final, although be it that you have to perform very well to try and win that Ulster title.
Yeah, because the reality of it is there's been a huge turnaround in the ladies senior panel, John, compared to last year and when you come in and took over. And it's, as Jim McGuinness says for the men all the time, it's about building blocks, and it's very much a similar situation for you as well, because the majority of this is a new and young group. So it is, John.
You're correct, Oisin. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It is a rebuild in a lot of ways. I mean, when you lost top class players there, like we say Karen Guthrie, Geraldine McLaughlin, Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher, there's a list there, you know. So all that, a lot of experience, very good players. You know, losing those obviously takes a time for the younger players to come in. But I have to say, a lot of the younger players have come in and have been very competitive, are willing to listen, try to improve all the time. And I'd have to admire the effort and everything that they've given to Donegal, which it cannot be faulted. So we go on Sunday with that in our back pocket, that we have a lot of work done in terms of our fitness and our preparation, and the girls are really looking forward to going down Ulster final and Clonus on Sunday, and hopefully the weather's given nice and it'll be a good occasion.
Obviously Donegal haven't played in 6 to 8 weeks. Likewise for Armagh, the 7th of April was the last game that they played in, and there's a big break as well. Do you think, John, with that large gap for them as well, could that help you in some sort of way, that maybe they might have lost some momentum during that period of time since they didn't have any games?
Well, you could say that if we were playing games, but when we weren't playing any competitive games either, it probably levels it up some sort, that both are going in the same situation. Albeit that they've come off a back of a very successful Division 1 league. But in saying that, you know, you probably will, the first maybe 10, 15 minutes, you probably have to dust the cobwebs up and get up to the speed of what you were used to playing at. And I actually, with any team that's off 5, 6 weeks, that's probably one of the things that you're trying to get up to that competitive speed again after being off that long.
A lot of challenges on the field and the Ulster final. I suppose one of those, first of all, is containing somebody like Amy Mackin. When Donegal beat Armagh over the last couple of years in championship football, that's what they had to do. It's something you're going to have to do as well, John.
Yeah, I think any team playing Armagh has to do it. She's a quality forward. Has a great range of kicking. You can kick from anywhere around that 40, and actually a very, very good footballer. So yeah, and there's also Kelly Mallon, and you know, there's Henderson Gaill in full forward as well. They have McConville Gaill at centre half back that was woman of the match in the league final, and you know, so they have a lot of good players and a very seasoned campaigners too. You know, they're in a good position in terms of that, and probably looked at as one of the favourites to contend for the All-Ireland. So we know the tasks ahead of us now, even, but it's up to us to deal with that and get ready for the game.
And afterwards, 2 weeks down the line, there is going to be the start of the All-Ireland series. Now, if you were to tick that one in the Ulster final, which would be regarded as a sensational result, you would be in with Meath and Tipperary. If you lose the Ulster final, you'll be in with the Munster winners, be it Kerry or Cork, with Kerry probably favourites to win that, and Waterford as well. There's not much difference really in the quality of them groups, John, is there?
No, they're both quality groups there. That's something we'll probably deal with after the Ulster final. Right now I can't see past that at the minute. I'm just looking forward to Sunday and giving it all we have and wanting to come back with that trophy on Sunday, which, as you say, would be a huge achievement. But the girls are really up for it, and we're really looking forward to it, Oisin. And if we can do that, we'll be delighted on Sunday evening.
Okay, fingers crossed you do. John, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck to you, the management, and the players this weekend in that Ulster final.
Thank you, Oisin.